SUNY Oswego recently announced that it has received the largest donation in its 150-year history. But perhaps more remarkable than the $5 million gift is the couple who it is from. WRVO's Catherine Loper has the story.
Barbara Shineman was a professor of education at SUNY Oswego, and her late husband, Dick Shineman, was the founding chairman of the chemistry department. It is in his honor that the donation goes towards the university's science program and that a new building on campus will be named the Richard S. Shineman Center for Science, Engineering, and Innovation.
I have always felt that this is my school, and I think Dick also felt that this was his school. I guess maybe it just seemed like a very natural thing.
Barbara says her husband Dick was humble, and if he were alive, he would not have agreed to have a building named after him. But she says he would be pleased that the money is going to enhance the study of sciences at SUNY Oswego.
He would have thought of a lot of other people that were deserving. He didn't feel that he needed to have his name on anything.
SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley says the Shineman Building, which is currently under construction, has been designed to be a green building.
More than 300 geothermal wells that are built under the parking lot. So geothermal power will heat and cool the building in a very sustainable way.
The Shineman gift will also create an endowed chair in chemistry at the university.
Endowed chairs generally last forever and ever, and they help establish a particular hallmark for a program. We'll bring in, hopefully, a recognized and renowned scholar, someone who has established a research basis and can bring it to Oswego to help our students go forward.
Stanley says she hopes that will help attract other scientific research to SUNY Oswego as well, creating a broader lasting legacy. The university president also hopes this will help grow a new tradition of private donations to this public university. In a time when state funding is perpetually stretched, Stanley says the university really needs to look beyond taxpayer dollars to continue to create a margin of excellence for its students.
So we have to take that margin of excellence from the people who are willing to give that kind of support. The people closest to us, and certainly Barbara and Dick Shineman are closest to us. So in many ways, it just establishes us, and it will take us into the future.
But the Shineman's love for Oswego goes beyond SUNY. The historic gift comes in part from Barbara Shineman and in part from a new foundation created at the bequest of Dick Shineman, who passed away in 2010. It's meant to help improve the quality of life in central New York, but particularly in Oswego. Later in 2013, the foundation will begin taking applications for grants from nonprofits in a five-county region. Lauren Pistel is the executive director for the foundation.
Really, his direction was to use the funds to improve the life of the community,
right,
particularly Oswego. And he outlined, you know, a variety of areas: education, health, human services, arts and culture. And on all of these, you can really see he touched on during his life. So really the work of the foundation will be to continue his work that he did during his life.
Until now, many people didn't know how generous Dick Shineman was in life and death. But the building and the foundation that bear his name will ensure that students and Central New Yorkers do. As for Barbara Shineman, she just wants everyone to know how deeply her husband cared about education, SUNY Oswego, and the surrounding community.
I am so pleased that this building will be named for him. I just could almost hear him saying, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that." But I'm tickled about it.
In Oswego, Catherine Loper, WRVO News.